Welcome.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RB.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Around the world this morning to our Easy Way family, you know who you are, and to, I say, the superstar host of the show, my son, Eric Zuli, and we are ready to rock and roll, Eric, and it's Christmas time. I can't believe this already.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Easy Way family. Yes, it's the holidays. Whoop, whoop. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
And we started it off with a bang, didn't we, with the nice tour drive we did in Laguna Hills? Wow. We had the live Santa there.
This is audio, Dad. Yeah. This is radio. This is podcast. So let's give them a play-by-play, kind of paint the picture. So when you guys first pulled up and parked to the Hills Hotel, which is now Voco Laguna Hills, you would see a big iVision mobile vehicle for the Lions Club, which is for what they use for eye testing and screening. And then you'd walk into the hotel, and beautiful hotel, and there was a screen right on the brick wall giving you the inside information on where to go and about our event, the BBC Community Santa Toy Drive with Toys for Tots. And then once you walked into the kind of hallway area to get into the room, you'd see Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus and Christmas tree and our check-in. And you actually saw Santa Claus himself there with his major Santa Claus chair. And then all the kids that was, you know, walking into the venue, they were lining up to talk to Santa Claus. Then you'd check in, you'd do your donation, you'd give your toy or toys. A lot of people, by the way, thank you to all the Easy Way family that actually donated multiple amounts of toys. Some people had bags, trash bags of toys. Some people had wagons, and really appreciate your heart and your generosity. But once you walked in, the first thing that you really saw was Icon Industries and their big giant media wall set up. And then you see all the tables for the amazing catered event, and everybody enjoying the finger foods and the sandwiches and the little mini hamburgers, those mini sandwiches were amazing. And then you had the salad bar, you had the fruit bar. We also had a dessert bar. The dessert table was beyond amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then so once you got the food, then you'd go and sit down, put your plate to the table. And then right next to that was a couple of different banners, which spread apart going to the press wall, the media wall, which had Getty Images covering Hollywood Weekly, Beverly Hills Times, Easy Way News, Dan Kennedy, Photos, Easy Way TV, and shout out to everybody else that's going to be picking this up. Our press release is going to go out to Fox, NBC, CBS, multiple different organizations, 200,000 something media. And then from the carpet, you could actually once you're done with your interviews, go right on to the stage if you're supposed to be on the stage, or you can wrap around and go to the tables. Johnny Vanocur from VH1, Scott Bayo's 45 and Single, and Johnny in Las Vegas on Netflix hosted the event. We also had Trey Ireland there. We had Bai Ling there. We had a Baroness, Hollywood executive, a Hollywood producer, along with an MMA star, and Lauren Powers from Entourage, and a bunch of other stuff. And just so many people were there. Racer Michaels, big producer, doing a film with Scorsese and Pacino, and we're doing a co-producing project together with Mark Hamill and Kevin Bacon and Doug Jones, and just so many people were there to really support. We had the whole seven presidents, Dad. I can't believe you brought seven presidents to the Lions Club. They were sat down. But ultimately, the kids on the other side of the room, that you had all the families and the kids there, and the smiles on these kids' faces were just incredible. And that made it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. There's some happy faces, some big bears, and all kinds of toys. And we gave them, we let them go around the tree and kind of pick some things out. And they got to talk to Santa. And, you know, that's the spirit of the whole thing. They had a good time. And the adults had a good time on the carpet and the interviews. And it was a great day. It worked really well at the
A big thank you and appreciation, a shout out to everybody that made a donation. Thank you to Medj, Jaspin, and just everybody that made donations. I know a lot of them came in to all over the place, Cash App and PayPal and our website and Stripe and all of you guys. It melts our heart. And just so you know, your donations, your toys, we probably collected over 2,000 toys. They're going to foster care organizations. We're going to show you the footage. We're going to put that on Easyway TV. They're going to Toys for Tots. They're going to the Native American families. And that money is going to fund all the stuff that we're trying to do with these kids and these programs.
Oh, so much. I'm meeting with Toys for Tots this morning. I'll be giving them a couple big bags of toys. And we have there's just so much going on.
Well, we need to get to our guests. We need to get to the hot topics. And so, guys, stay tuned. We'll tell you a lot more. We also got the big March 2nd Oscars viewing, the Better Vision for Children fundraiser dinner, Oscar viewing, Easyway Awards Golden Gala coming up. Make sure you mark your calendars, you get your tickets, easywayawards.com for March 2nd, the big event. That's the big one. And so the toy drive was kind of a piggyback to that. And so everybody from there, we hope to see you on March 2nd. And you're listening to Radio Boomers Live on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and so much more. Google Easyway Network, Google Radio Boomers Live. Google yourself after you're on this show. If you're a guest, this is going so viral. Dad, you know we got 10,000 views within less than 24 hours? No, less than 48 hours from our VIP pitch party. We just did, 10,000 views on Facebook, almost 500 likes. So we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Hashtag Easyway family. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easyway Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easyway Magazine, Easyway Radio, Easyway TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
All right. So we're going to be bringing up the hot topics. Remember, guys, we just want to remind you, you can text EasyWay to 59925 if you want to follow all the amazing stuff that we're doing. We got our cryptocurrency available, too, so you'll get updates on that. Helping the community be self-sustainable. We're getting you guys some money now, so the EasyWay coin is available, and here is Hot Topics.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
Well, spending expected to go through the roof. We're going to be breaking records with all the Christmas shopping, and, you know, we're looking at $960 billion approximately will be and they're talking about an average of it, maybe around $1 people spend over the holidays. Some spend much more and some less. And when you go out, there's going to be some traveling. And don't forget to check the areas that you're going, because there's more snow expected in the Northeast and Great Lakes area if they didn't have enough. So, you know, I mean, they've been snowed in some areas. Now there's more coming in. Millions to face heavy winter snow is coming through the holidays here. So check the airports. Government shut down averted the 11th hour. It was another one of these last minute save the day things. The government opened, they passed a, I guess it was Saturday morning, just made it by, what's called the last minute. You don't want to shut down. So they do extensions, you know, but it's not good because it really backs up, causes a lot of problems. There will be much, they're talking about much for Trump to, when he gets in office, to be working with here. We got inflation, crime, the borders, military. He's got a lot of work to do. And he's got his panel all ready to go, so hopefully everything works out. And we talked about the BBC toy drive. That was exciting. And scientists are pretty concerned about these glaciers that are melting away. A lot of them are melting from the bottom. They're breaking off, drifting out into the sea. It'll cause some rising along some of the coasts, but the serious stuff, I don't know if we'll be around when it gets really bad. Must SpaceX may be the rescue wagon for the stranded astronauts. They're been up there for a while, and I think he has a program that can actually go up. I mean, can you imagine that? And then he has that one that literally comes down in a ball of flame and flows down, turns around, and lands. That's amazing. And talking about some of the best chess players in the world challenging AI again, they say it's not going to happen. Some of the top players say they have no chance. Trump says the Panama Canal fees are too high, and he threatened to impose U.S. control. Panama Canal's president rebuffed the threat and said, no way. Trump's response says, well, we'll see about that, but they're charging a lot to get the boats through there. Cowboys beat Tampa Bay 26-24. The Raiders 19-14 win over the Jaguars. And, that's a lot of stuff. Biden to commute the sentence of 37 out of 40 people that were on death row. And the top movies, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Mufasa the Lion King, which Eric and I watched, Wicked, and the top gifts are money, clothing, and vouchers and gift cards. And for children, it's toys and games, of course. And that's some of the news. The pages keep coming in with more and more news, but I only have so much. People are trying to get back in shape. The diets are changing. Exercise is going up. So hopefully we can start shedding those pounds across America. With that, Eric, time to move along and see. We have a very interesting guest.
Well, it's time for our guest, Hillary Blackwell, which is one of our VIP members. Great news, Dad. Great information. Yeah. You always get the best news. By the way, guys, you can go to easywaynews.com to get all the updates with all the Easy Way news, all the members' news that we have. We're getting ready to really update all the new things, the new and improved Easy Way news for 2025. You'll be blown away. We expect a couple hundred thousand a day coming in with the type of news we'll be giving you guys. But coming up next is our VIP member, Hillary Black. And she's a seasoned transitional spiritual life and business coach, as well as an intuitive reader with almost three decades of experience in guiding individuals and business leaders towards clarity and transformation and success. So using her unique blend of spiritual insights and practical coaching strategies, Hillary helps her clients undiscover hidden beliefs, break through limiting blocks, and create meaningful change in their lives and businesses. So she's a juggernaut. She's a veteran. She's just someone you really want to tap into, to just transform your life, and really she's really good from what I hear, and she's part of the Easy Way family, and we're gonna find out a little bit more and learn more about Hillary Black here. And let's go ahead and get her from that green room onto the microphone. Welcome to the show, Hillary Black.
Hillary. Yeah, let's engineer has the window open.
I'm not sure if you're on mute or not, but we're not hearing you.
We got green light. A lot of callers. Can't take callers right now.
Yeah, no. We have a lot of lines open, so we don't know. I mean, there's 20 or something callers, and like pretty much all the lines are open. So if you're there, Hillary, we need to hear from you. We need to move on. But again, guys.
Yes. Inner Transition Journey, Inc., and interesting writing. She's quite an author and has great ideas. I mean, it's delving into the subconscious, and you know, with all the stuff that's going on today, we need some of that inner transition, because you know, there's a lot going on with politics, and that's a big transition. And then we have people concerned with border issues, finances, and you got to take a deep breath. The holidays come up, you know, dealing with the holidays. There's a lot to keep up with. You take it one at a time. You know, that's all you do. Take a deep breath. Make sure you take a little time for exercise and walking. Put that in your schedule. But you just take things one program, whatever it is, one at a time, and you'll get through it all. But, Eric, I'll tell you what, until we get Hillary coming in here, there's, we got 4, 6, 22, 35 callers. I'm really surprised.
Remember too, we're looking at the live interactive chat. So we are watching your live interactive chat. I know that you know, a lot of people are wanting to you know, connect with our guests and connect with what we have happening here at Easy Way Network, and you can be a member as well.
Yeah. You know, Eric, you developed some amazing platforms for interactive, because, you know, the only interactive we had was the telegraph, the Morse code, the telephone, and, you know, that was about it. Now you have with the pitch party. We got people coming in from, you know, talking about time zones. They're calling in from London or Spain or Africa, Australia. What is it, 3, 4 in the morning in some of these places, and we're on the show at 4. And it's clear as a bell. I mean, and then with the not only the podcast, but then we have the metaverse, where, you know, people can come in and shop in stores and go down and go down to the auditorium and watch.
Metaverse
somebody.
We're getting so many people. And guys, you can for free download the app Easy Way Interactive on your Apple or your Android device. And once you have the app, you create your account. You go to menu, and then you go to Easy Wayverse, and you can literally, you know, meet people in like a gamified environment. And we're gonna have so much fun having you guys come up on stage as an avatar. But Hillary Black, do we have you? I think the engineer is saying that we might have her in. Hillary, are you there?
Hello.
There
she is. Hey, Hillary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I tried to call you from my computer, and for some reason it didn't work. But thank you so much for that great introduction, Dr. Zulli and Mr. James Zulli. Thank you so much. And I have another business, actually, is Ask Hillary Black. That's the one I've had for the last 30 years, where I'm the transitional or spiritual transitional life and business coach and intuitive reader, and I really, really love what I do.
Well, you have to, you know, and it's so needed what you do. I mean, people need this kind of direction, and you know, with business, and I was talking about handling what comes in, and you have to be able to, if you build something, you have to be able to handle it after you build it. You have to be able to take time out, right, Hillary? You have people be able to take time out so they can move forward and not collapse.
You know, you're going to always want to make sure your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile is updated in however manner you want it to be. So that's where all the traffic's going to go. So that's what we read that you had on there. And you do so much.
Oh, yeah.
You're such an expert.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep up with it all.
But no, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm sorry that I didn't update it sooner. And I did that quite early this morning, so I apologize for that, as you guys were quite prepared. So thank you so much. Yeah, it's one thing to get clarity of what you want. What I do is I help people align their head, which is their adult self, and their mind, which is their head, and then their heart. And their heart, I call it the little boy, little girl, which is really your subconscious mind. And if your head, your adult self is going left and your heart is going right, that causes the disconnect. And so I help people connect within themselves, clarity, and really their own information. I mean, all the information comes from the client, really. I'm just a facilitator. I just help them uncover and undiscover what is their true authentic self. What is it they really truly want? And a lot of people are like, I already know who I am and what I want, but it's getting to the next layer, especially when you're asking to grow. Because when you're asking to grow, come up. And you made a very good point, Mr. Zuli. It's one thing to get it and manifest it. It's another thing to hold it. And that's absolutely.
What was it that kind of brought you down this path? I mean, what you're talking about is the foundation. It's so beyond important, you know, knowing the subconscious. And because my head is spinning because there's so much I want to put on the table. All right, so probably seeing when people, they might go in a certain direction, they might become successful, but they might be missing certain parts that are very important for the whole picture. And they wind up getting it, and it falls apart. Or, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Exactly. And so what it is that we have so many buckets, so to speak, right? Some people look at it and say we have 8 buckets. I also look at feng shui. We have 9 buckets, so to speak. And it's more than just business. A lot of times our business leads into our personal life. Our personal life leads into our business. And, you know, every behavior is driven to fulfill a need. And our behaviors are based on our values. So, there's a lot that goes into play, so to speak, because a lot of people will say, why did I have this behavior when that's not what my conscious mind was thinking? It was because it was driving to meet a need. So a lot of people sometimes, there's a difference between a want and a need. And sometimes we think a want, sometimes a want is a need, and sometimes a need we think is a want. So that's important to identify as well.
Okay. All right. So what are you finding more of this going on now with so many transitions? You know, you're talking, your thing is transition. Have you ever seen more transition than what people have to learn to adapt to with the transition of politics, the transition of the way we live now with so many differences in banking and finances? The actual finances, what you have in your purse or your wallet, that's changing, you know, from cash to card and so on. And then they're talking about coins, you know, where that's all changing. And it goes on. And then you get to your business, and you have to be able to adapt to new ways of operating your business. Are you seeing that, you know, is this kind of a little bit stressful for people?
Very stressful for people because what happens is a lot of people, there's 3 levels of consciousness. And, well, there's more than 3 levels. But a lot of people, you know, when we're out of our body and when we're autopilot, and what happens is we're like, how did we get home from work? Because we're so used to going a certain way. And we jump out of our body for, you know, because it's boring, or we had something happened that was really upsetting. So we just kind of jump out of our body spiritually, so to speak. Then we get in our body. What happens is we feel our feelings, which is amazing, because your feelings, by the way, is the magic ingredient to manifest, one of the magic ingredients. You have to feel your feelings because a lot of things are based on energy. And so what happens is when you feel your feelings, you feel the good, but you don't want to feel the bad. And then when we start feeling the bad feelings, then we start pointing the finger at other people and say, you did this, you made me feel this way. No one makes you feel any way. You choose how you feel. At the same time, what happens is we all have to own our side of the street and the other person own their side of the street. Then we come into emotional mastery. And that's where we feel our feelings. We transmute it through our body. We don't want it to get stuck in our body. We want to transmute it through and process those feelings. And then we take control of our feelings don't take control of us. And that's emotional mastery. So when we're in these uncertain times, and you're absolutely right, there's so much transformation and change that's coming. There's so much growth that's coming. It really does unnerve the business person or the average person. It really does. Because what happens is they're like, as long as I know the change that's coming down the pike, I can handle it, which is the second step, right? The first step is like, I can't handle any change at all because, you know, you got to get in your body to be able to just in those pivots, as I call them. But to come into emotional mastery, and, you know, some people are like, I mean, people do have emotional mastery, but it's getting to that next level of emotional mastery so you can get that next level of growth, especially with as much change that is coming. There's a lot of change coming.
The term professional, I've been in this business for 40 years. I know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. Not anymore, because what you're doing is all gone now. that business, that shopping center, Mr. Blockbuster, whatever, it's not only closed, it's gone. The whole place has been bulldozed down, and welcome to the new world. And if you don't keep up, whether it's production in filming, in publishing, whatever, just across the table, you know, all right, I'll give you an idea. I'm watching some of this stuff. I watch some of the interviews from politicians and the, and they're saying they don't know how to answer questions because they're entering new territory with the way things are, you know, the AI process and all these other things. And there is no legislation on a lot of this stuff because it's never been around. So they're all, everybody's in kind of a lost pool out there in the ocean. They're hanging out of their buoys trying to, like, what's going on? So there is no professionals. There's no way to judge a lot of this stuff. The same with the currency. What do I do with my money? You know, like, everybody's looking around, and do I hoard cash? Well, it may not be good anymore someday. Well, all right, so I go to the other route. Which way? So even your professionals are running into this kind of thing. So you're really much needed right now, and I just wonder if you're becoming old. Now, the other thing is, what is the importance of unplugging with all the stuff you do? Because when you're done with the project that's very important and you turn around, there's another call and another text that comes in that is vitally important. Isn't it also important to be able to unplug so you can function properly with some rest and relaxation?
100%. So what it is that I call it filling up our cup. So if you think of a water jug, so to speak, and you think of that as energy, because that's really the secret. The secret is that, everything is based on energy. Now, you know, people obviously can have their arguments about it, but what happens is that we're sending energy out when we're helping people, but also we have to do something that fills our cup, as you guys do, right? You guys have wonderful organizations that you help and provide services for, and I imagine that would fill your cup. That's why you guys do it too. So I don't remember if it was Buddha who had said that when we volunteer, it's selfish. And I thought, well, why is that selfish? Because we get something back. We do. We get something back when we volunteer. You would never think, and I'm probably paraphrasing him, so please don't say that I've exactly quoted him, but I love to volunteer as well. That's one of the things that drew me to you. I've been volunteering ever since I was very young, and it gives me great satisfaction and joy. So what happens is that as we're helping people, our energy goes out, and you only have an infinite amount of energy. That's it. And so what happens is when you deplete your cup, as you're talking about, when you have this big project, isn't it important to rest and relax? It is. Because what happens is you've sent all that energy out in this wonderful project that you're doing for business, or you're with a family member or your friends or whatever it is that you're doing. And what happens is if you're not aligned and doing something that gives you joy and happiness, now, of course, we're not going to have joy and happiness 100% of the time. We have all these other emotions and things that are going on in life. And there's a purpose for it, right, to get us to where we want to go. But what happens is that when you're doing gives you that joy and happiness, you're bringing the energy back to you. Because I call it, like, if you're a water wheel and the water's going out, you don't bring the water back in, you turn into a cactus. And then we get punchy and we get tired and we get cranky. And then what people are pulling on us, we don't have all this energy to send out. And we can only, you know, some people aren't multitaskers, and that's okay. But we don't have the energy to give to people. So when we're in synergy, as I call it, what happens is our energy is going out. But when we're bringing our energy back in and doing things that fulfill us, that are part of our purpose, they're in alignment with our purpose, and gives us joy and happiness, majority of joy and happiness, right? Because there's always positive and negative. Then what happens is we can do so much more.
Go ahead.
We can do some more.
You're so on track on this stuff. You're really on track. And Buddha, as far as Buddha goes, yeah. Well, you have to volunteer, otherwise there'll be a lot of people without stuff. But you know what? When you mentioned that, I thought of the toy drive. And you know, when we open the door to go over to the tree, go ahead, kids, grab some. The look on their faces, boy, that's rewarding. You know, they're big smile, and they're going out with this big teddy bear or something like that. That's a good feeling. I go out on Christmas, and I just love going to these places where the kids are. It's a good thing. But
are you an author or a podcaster, or do you have any particular projects that you'd like to promote on the show today?
You know what? Actually, I am part of this book, and I don't have the title because it's going to be trying to get into my information here. It's going to be published, and it's with Kim Groshek, and she is also a speaker, and she got a bunch of us professionals, about 20 of us, and we all wrote a chapter. Here it is, Revitalize for the Soul, Stories of Love and Resilience, and it should be coming out this month, actually. It's going to be published, and it's going to be on Amazon. It's also going to be on Kindle, that sort of thing. And I do have a chapter in the book. So, thank you for asking. Actually, I didn't even tell you guys. That was quite intuitive of you. Thank you.
Cool. That's another. Yeah, you have to be resilient in love in case it doesn't work out. You have to be able to move along. So what are you seeing out there when you talk to people like today? What are some of the main issues? I don't know what age groups you mainly work with, but what are some of the things that you're seeing that are upsetting the people today that they need a little bit of a transition or help with?
And before you answer that, Hillary, I just wanted to point out to you, because you were kind of like on the show today saying like I wasn't prepared for that question, I didn't have the book or whatever. Inside of your account, you can actually blog. Like it's like a press release that goes out to our 10,000 members on any projects that you have going on. So you could take the time to properly prepare and promote it effectively, you know, and actually position yourself for profits is what we say. So just so you know, you can actually, you do have that ability to blog it out there later on after the show. You can even take the show, do the same thing, but just wanted to point that out.
Cool little key. Yeah. That's a cool little thing there.
Ed, let's stop talking so she can talk. The guest can answer the question because she's had about five questions hit her at the same time now. So
I told you I got so much to ask her. We have to have you back. But go ahead.
Do you remember my dad's original question before I told you about the blog?
Yes, he had asked me common denominator that I'm seeing out in the world right now and what age group that I work with. I work with men and women, but the age group is, you know, 30 to 60. And what I'm finding is that what worked for us when we were younger, not necessarily is working for us when we're older. And it's just as your father said, that, you know, he's been in business for 40 years and what worked for 40 years is not working anymore. And so how do we pivot in a place that we never anticipated? You know, AI was not something that we were thinking of. I'm sure that, you know, I think, Eric, I'm just between you and your dad in age, and I remember when computers were just coming in, you know, in my senior year or junior year of high school, and we were doing docs. You know, I never imagined that, you know, computers would be such a part of my life, and you know, the cell phone. And I remember, I'm a Star Trek fan, and, you know, back in Star Trek, right, Kirk, right? And he's flipping the transformer, forgot what they called it, but he was flipping, say, you know, Hula, beam me up, you know, or beam me up, Scotty. And then Hula, he would do the communicator. And the communicator is the cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And it's so many things that you see on TV, and then you're like, oh, my God, 20 years, it's like, it's real now. It's reality.
The door opens by itself.
Yeah, and so that's what we're having a hard time with is the shift and the change, especially when you don't see it coming down the pike, right? Some people are privy to some information because they're working on the project, but a lot of people aren't. And then we're learning like everyone else as it's coming out. And, you know, I think AI has been around for a year and a half or so. I don't know. Maybe it's been around longer, right? But someone just told me they had only learned about AI 3 months ago. And I'm like, don't kick yourself about it. Just, you know, it's something that we want to learn and integrate because we're going to be left in the dust if we're not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, AI is, I mean, I have an actual AI app and I have 12 AI people that work for me, and I've gotten to know all of them. They're pretty So I have a copywriter, I have a social media person, I have a customer service person, I have an acquisitions, I have an accounting, then it's all AI. And I just go onto my app and I say, I need this, I need that. It creates the images, it sends the emails, it sends the text messages, it does everything for you. But the question is do you really know the direction and what tools to get? And, you know, like, if you just get a little bit of guidance on how to properly find the right tools that matches your business and what you might need help with, it changes your, not just business, but your life and your stress and your finances. Like, you don't have to spend as much money as you would spend to get a VA. AI has taken that over now. There's actually a VA. I have my own VA, and I say, make me an appointment, you know, do an appointment, call this person, send an email to this person. It does everything. It's crazy.
It does a listing, but like you said, you have to ask the right questions. And you can have two people go to the same AI program and ask two, you know, questions, and you will get different information. And the other person who's asked it in a different way may get more information than the other person too. So exactly, you have to figure out how can it help me and what is the right tool for my business. Because I always tell people, what's right for one person is not right for the other. What's right for your neighbor may not be right.
Well,
you have to find out.
We're getting close to the, sorry to interrupt you, but we're getting close to the wrap up portion of your segment. But I wanted to let you know, as a valued VIP member, we always try to give little gifts and we try to give support to our members. So we actually have Matt J. Doyle that's joined us, and he has he's actually one of our featured podcasters along with about five other podcasters on the network. And Matt is actually here to introduce himself to you and also do an interview with you to piggyback onto this interview. And he's on the Easy Way podcast with over 50,000 views an episode, and you get IMDb credit. So Matt, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Hello,
hey,
Matt.
Eric, how you doing? Hey, Jim.
So Matt, we wanted to introduce you to Hillary Black, and she's going to be your next guest. Tell her a little bit about Tap Interviews. Tell our listening audience, over 1,400 live listeners right now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, and Amazon Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about Tap Interviews and the value of being on Tap Interviews.
Hey, Hillary, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Looking forward to having you as a guest on Tap Interviews in the near future.
I'm looking forward as well.
Great. Yes, Eric, Tap Interviews has been great. As you know, back in 2020, we came up with the idea. We implemented the strategies that needed to be put into place to grow Tap Interviews. And now, you know, Tap Interviews is doing huge red carpets and also live stream interviews on StreamYard, you know, with a fully worked StreamYard kit, including advertisements, music, all kinds of stuff. So it's grown a lot, and it's getting a lot of views on Easy Way TV and also the internet, thousands of views, and more people are following the show and subscribing to Tap through the form on my website. And yeah, again, just having great fun doing the red carpets and meeting great people and doing the live stream broadcast with some great people as well.
I'm really excited to be a part of it. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome, Hillary. I look forward to having you on the show.
I look forward to being there and speaking with you.
And I love what you were talking about today. You've been a great guest.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We're going to be doing a training today at 2 o'clock that Matt will be conducting along with Mona. We're also going to be talking about our cryptocurrency, our new coin, and how we're going to help our community be self-sustainable, you know, which kind of just teaching people as much as we can on how to use the Swiss Army knife of marketing and branding that we provide, and how to pull each knife out or can opener or use the scissors and, you know, all that type of stuff. So hopefully you can join us today at 2 and learn a little bit more and how to utilize our system to let more of the masses know about all the amazingness that you provide.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way,
AI
started in the 50s, about 1950, because in 52 there was a guy named Arthur Samuel. He made an AI checkers game where you had, you know, play a game of checkers against the AI. So, you know, it's nothing that is new, but it's definitely enhanced in the last year or so, I guess. So, all right, what was it that you shared again when we were talking about the main concerns today? Just say the top two.
It's the big shift that we're going into these unknowns, right? Like you said, AI's been around since the 50s, but the, you know, everyday person really didn't know about it unless you're part of that project. And
yeah.
Really, AI is around in the last, I mean, of everyday people are just having knowledge of it is the last year and a half, and some people have just found out about it a couple of months ago. And crypto is here to stay. There are some people
yeah.
who are saying it's not. They got into NFT, and if, you know, sometimes it's timing. Sometimes there's a, you know, because I also help people with law of attraction and that sort of thing. And it, timing, it does come into play in manifestation for sure. And I believe that crypto is here to stay for sure. And I would even say that probably at the end of my lifetime, maybe I have two children, a 28-year-old and a 30-year-old daughter and a 28-year-old son. It will probably be in their lifetime, like you said. You know, money is,
yeah.
we may not have money anymore. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
They're looking at 2030 to be wrapping up with the cash, basically.
I believe that.
Yeah. Actually, when you go out and you go to a store, how many people pull out cash anymore anyway? You know, everybody puts a card in, so it's already starting
right.
in a way. But,
right.
yeah, what you're doing is so important.
The world is going to is bumping. And what I mean by
yeah.
that is you'll either be pulling out your phone, bumping, and Matt, we're going to go ahead and mute because we're having some background there. So when you go into buying a car or you want to buy a fur coat or whatever, right now they have Apple Pay and they have Google Pay. And you can simply pull out your phone and scan it. And if you notice, pretty much all registers, all sales, all point of sales are all equipped either through a touchpad or a point of sale system or something, but they're all digitized and they're all ready to accept scan. But pretty soon, I believe that it's going to be bump, where you'll be able to bump someone's phone, send someone money, you'll be able to bump something, it'll evolve faster. And it's either be scan or bump. And I believe that the dollar, you know, pulling a dollar out of your wallet is going to be obsolete. I don't know when, but I believe the cards, all that stuff is all going to go away eventually. And it's all going to be by your phone. And your phone holds what's called a wallet of some sort. And there's so many different ways now to put funds in that electronic wallet. From cryptocurrency, standard money coming from transfers from your bank or Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, whatever you might be getting funds from, and it's all going to be just done by your phone. Your phone's going to be the key tool to being able to do anything. Right now, you actually can buy things with crypto. Crypto is cash.
Yeah.
You don't understand that. You can actually go buy a car if they accept crypto. So if you, and a lot of places, actually, if you look, they accept Bitcoin now. So I know,
yeah.
In fact, one of our clients has the Adua coin, and that's a big coin. They were accepted by the dollar store. So you can go into any dollar store anywhere and you can buy with Adua coin. And so if they're
wow.
doing that now, what are they going to do moving forward? You'll be able to, you know, go to, machines, you'll be able to go to, you know, get candy bar or something, and you'll pull out your phone and you'll scan, and it's the future is now. We're in the 21st century, if you guys really think about it. There are hover vehicles, there's actually hoverboards, just like Back to the Future. It's just not publicly
yeah.
out there as much as it could be.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. And then you can even buy houses now in crypto. I heard that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Dr. Eric. I agree that, you know, the phones are, I've seen where you can bump the phone and you can already, you know, send information to somebody, right? You don't even have to do a chat. You don't even have to, you know, on an Apple phone or, you know, send your information, that little, you know, information card to someone. You just bump and they get your information right there.
And then also, too, everybody that's watching, you know, we want to acknowledge all our amazing fans and listeners that are tuned in. We have Wendy Weber kind of interacting with the show here. And so I wanted to bring up some of the comments that she has. And she was actually talking to you, Hillary. So Wendy said, I'm waiting for the non-GMO, totally organic and free range food replicator. The secret is in the prompts. So we were talking about the AI. I'm sorry, did you want to respond to that?
No, I agree with her. I'm waiting for it as well. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The secret is in the prompts, she's saying, when it comes to AI, and she's right. You know, the way that you prompt and the way that you train an AI is the way of, you're going to get response and results. And she said, Daniel Sternclar advised me to ask more about AI and learn more about the podcast, and it's very, very interesting. And then she said that you will love TAP interviews, Hillary. She's a big fan of TAP interviews. And she said, I don't care. I like paying cash. She doesn't want to subdue to the new age world, it seems like. And then, hi, Wendy. Matt's saying, hey, Wendy. And then he's saying, great job, Hillary. So there's a couple of people. And then there's a couple other ones, but we don't have a whole lot of time, guys. So, again, if you look up Hillary Black on the Easy Way Network, and Hillary, we'll be talking about this afterwards on how you can get your information out to the masses, because there will be a lot of people that, like I said, there's over 1,400 listeners live right now that will be looking for you and looking on how they can connect with you. And that's through our app, which has multiple different branches of how to get connected with you and blogging ultimately. But we now have an ability for you to be able to touch every single person we have in the network with like a press release of some sort, or you can post into the app just like you would like a Facebook or a LinkedIn, you know, what happened today and maybe what was the highlighted point of the interview today, what was the most responded or whatever. You just got to get clever with it, and we look forward to seeing you post on the Easy Way Eye app, Hillary, and get a little bit more involved, because we're missing you. We're not seeing you too much.
I'm very excited about the product and the service that you guys have to offer and this Easy Way family, as you say, which I love how you say that, right? Getting with a great group of people, and that's really important who you surround yourself with as well.
Are you familiar, Hillary, with Lumosity?
I'm sorry, who? Lumosity.
Okay, it's considered one of the most advanced programs for mental, for mind and range of brain training and so on and so forth. See, because this stuff, that's what I mean. You know, this stuff is always evolving. And you wonder if so much can be done through this stuff. Is that putting our minds kind of in a state of, you know, you don't have to think as much anymore? Is it going to be affecting the human brain like a kid in school? You know, he puts out his phone, he's got all the information he needs.
I would love to know more about the modality for sure. I am trained in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I am a trained coach. I am also an intuitive as well. I'm I don't know how you call it, an intuitive reader, so to speak. And what I do is I help people tap into their own intuition and also tap into their subconscious mind. Yeah, so that is, we're going to be advancing in that as well. There's a great book, if everybody wants to read it, I always tell my clients to read it, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a great read, and it's a great introduction to the subconscious mind. But certainly I would love to learn more. I'd love to learn more about what you were talking about as well.
Well, like me, Hillary, you are the type of person that really wants to give back and help others. And like me, you are all over the place. You're doing so many different things. But when you – okay, now, you see how I just did that, Hillary? Did you notice the NLP there or no?
Yes, I did. I noticed the report that you did. That's called rapport, building rapport. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to give you guys some game here, you know, because we appreciate everybody that's tuning in. There's over 1,500 live listeners right now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, and Amazon Music, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Network. Remember, guys, you can get your own podcast. Like me, you can be able to get out to the masses, and you'll be able to really boost your business in a big way. But so I'll tell you the NLP that I did, and I'm not an NLP master. I've just been around a lot of NLP masters, and some people have said I'm kind of a natural, and so I've learned little codes and little things, whatever. But what I did, Hillary, and anybody that's listening, if you noticed in my last couple sentences, I said "like me" multiple times. So I'm making your brain already like me in what I'm saying, and comparing it to what you're doing, which is subconsciously familiar. So I'm programming you to like me every time I'm saying "like me," but I'm just having a conversation. You don't realize that I'm doing that, but that's what NLP does. And actually, if you're really, really good at NLP, and if you're a master, you can actually get people, you in a sense, program people to buy things from you and things like that. And if you're really, really good, you can be pretty dangerous. But NLP is an amazing formula to use. And we'll chat more about that. But that's about all the time that we have today, Hillary. Thank you so much for being such an awesome guest.
So interesting, Hillary.
Get you on the show.
You're amazing. I have 50 more questions for you, but I don't think I'll get them in on this show. Just have to have you back, I guess.
I would love to come back, and thank you guys so much for your patience with me as I'm learning easy way. I'm so excited to be a part of this family and, you know, utilize all the tools that you have. You guys are amazing, and thanks for the patience of me getting on the show and that sort of thing. So thank you so much, and I'd love to be back.
Well, thank you, Hillary. We hope that you'll be joining us on March 2nd, our big Oscars viewing Better Vision for Children fundraiser. It's a huge award show we do. We honor a lot of the members that are doing extraordinary things in the network. And then the next VIP pitch party is January 2nd. We've been missing you there as well. And the last VIP pitch party we did had over 10,000 replays and 500 likes. So that's getting a lot of headway. But thank you so much for tuning in. You guys, look up Hillary Black on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Look up her profile. Click the appointment button. Get more involved with what she's doing. Support her and press the share button for her. Hillary, we definitely do look forward to having you back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And I'll be there. I'll be there for the pitch party and certainly the March 2nd. I'll look at it for sure. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Right, and make
thank
sure
you
bring five of your favorite friends to join you.
All right,
guys.
Oh, I
will. Interesting. We love it.
Go ahead. What were you saying? What were you saying?
Oh, I tell everybody about you. Let me tell you.
We love it.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We need more. Everybody out there, all you guys listening. You know, help spread the word, help spread the love. That's what we do here at the Easy Way Family. And if you want to have your own show, we're getting ready to launch a massive podcast broadcast, something kind of like Clubhouse. It's all coming 2025. It's all coming into the app. We're going to keep giving you tools to promote your business in ways that nobody else does, the easy way. And create your free account by using an invite code that somebody from our network actually has to invite you in to be able to get into the network. But if you get an invite code, you can download the Easy Way interactive app and post your business, get involved. We got events, we got podcasts, we got news. We got news reaching over 300,000 views. We got TV. The TV's blowing up now. The TV's getting ready to be on LG and Samsung soon. We're on Roku, Apple, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Store. And there's more and more channels coming in. We actually have a women's channel coming soon that has over 100,000 women and 12 seasons of it's almost like a TEDx for women. We're really excited about that channel. We also have the Runway channel. We have the Fan TV channel. We have a new movie channel, so you guys can see some cool movies on there with, you know, Denzel Washington and Samuel Jackson and, like, some real great movies. We got a podcast channel. We got so much on Easy Way TV. So download the app free, Easy Way TV. Go to easywaytv.com. And, before we go, we're going to bring Matt back.
And Eric, I wanted to add one thing on that, because not just the channels and the movies, but there is some great behind-the-scenes Easy Way stuff with the WTV and all the red carpets we did and the, you know, the events we went to. That's some really interesting stuff. You see celebrities before they were celebrities.
Well, that's one of the reasons, and we revive a lot of these celebrities too, but that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring Matt back. You know, Matt's been with us, guys. You know, Matt's been with us for probably about 19 years.
Yeah.
Matt's been with us from the beginning. And Matt, do you remember What You Need TV? Do you talk about some of the old school
it's
stuff?
What
like,
you need.
Think of a couple.
Matt remembers that, of course.
Scenarios that you can remember from the red carpets. Like, think of maybe two fun red carpet stories you could share with us, because you've been with us for so long. Like you've been there for everything.
Remember
yeah.
the What You Need stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm actually Eric. You added me to be a partner on the What You Need TV on YouTube.
Oh, that's
yes, sir.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So you know all the content on there. You know the content with Akon and Evander Holyfield and Jenny McCarthy and I mean pretty much every star you can think of in Hollywood is on the What You Need TV channel. Not to mention all the business owners and the fashion stuff and the charity stuff we've done. You know, guys, we've done thousands of charity events, raised over $14 million. By working with other organizations, it's got over 13 million views on that channel, close to 10,000 subscribers. And then we built multiple other channels, but we still have that channel. We're still rocking with it. So Matt, again, give us two scenarios, two stories, anything you can think of, any celebrities,
yeah.
any red carpet experiences. Just think of, you know, two of, even the experiences you've had that we've put you in alignment with. You know, give us two stories.
Yeah, well, the first one, of course, is Richard Dreyfuss. You know, I went to the event and I saw him walking at the start of the red carpet, and it was quite a long line to get to me. And he just walked up ever so slowly, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to do my interview. And he did interviews with other people first, and I just waited. And then he got to me, and I was so excited, and I did the interview with him and his lovely wife. That's one of the highlights. And the other one was with you, Eric, when that was at the toy drive when I did my introduction and you said, I don't know, you know, what Matt's going to come up with next in that introduction. Because
mm-hmm.
I used colorful because you had that colorful jacket on.
Well, it was a holiday jacket. It was a Christmas jacket. I wanted to
look it was awesome. Yeah, I loved it. I love it.
But,
You know, Matt, we remember you remember the most interesting man in the world with the commercials that he had with the beer, and then the hide your kids, hide your wife guy, all these people. And then Eric was talking about the milkshake place that he basically, I think, created the idea on that.
Yeah, you know, one scenario I remember was Millions of Milkshakes. And, you know, we were the PR on Millions of Milkshakes, which we made that global, worldwide, even got to Dubai. Millions and millions of dollars, A-list celebrities, the biggest press you can imagine. Our PR company is pretty much responsible for the whole thing. One particular one I remember was Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin, the man in the moon, the most famous astronauts. And I remember him on the carpet, and there were so many flashing lights, and it was so crazy. I remember him wanting to hold my hand because he's experienced that stuff, I'm sure, all the time, but not that massive. He couldn't handle the flashes and stuff like that. But what we did with Millions of Milkshakes was pretty amazing. We had Shaquille O'Neal, Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian, Buzz Aldrin, multiple cast for multiple different shows, just A-list celebrities galore, Entertainment Tonight, Access, Hollywood, Fox, NBC, TMZ, you name it, there. Everybody was there. But what we did was have these celebrities come in and create their own milkshake and actually give money back to a nonprofit of their choice for every purchase made after that was created. So the press would come out and cover the creation of that milkshake because it was a historic moment. It was almost kind of like a Hollywood Walk of Fame kind of moment. And I'll tell you
That's
guys,
awesome.
You know, stay tuned because we're getting ready to bring that idea, that concept back to another venue that we're going to be working with a new client, with Bahia Hollywood, one of the nicest venues, holds over 800 people, a theater in Los Angeles. And we're going to do something similar to that there with a lot of celebrities. And we're going to do it digitally. Yes, you heard correctly. We're going to do that type of idea and concept digitally here real soon. It's going to have a lot to do with the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So we're going to be the ones to be able to put anybody on the map and get them the most notoriety they've ever gotten. With over 200,000 media outlets we touch, by the way, with all the press releases we do and the relationships, 10,000 email list of just media relationships that will pick this up. we're going to do it on a digital perspective. We might do it in the metaverse. We might do it on Zoom. We might do it on the new broadcast platform we're going to do out. We might do it audio-wise. I don't know what we're going to do yet. But
we
are
going to
be the leading company to put you on the map online pretty soon. But
we could do a vote, see what the customers want, the listeners.
It's all about the Easy Way family. Everything's voted. Everything's, you know, you guys are our fuel to our vehicle, helping take the right people to the right places. And, you know, we want to hear from you. That's a great, you know, and the way that we hear from you is going on the Easy Way Interactive app and posting. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear what you're thinking. And guys, please don't just go in there and spam and just promote yourself. Nobody responds to that. But, I mean, just pop on and say, hey, Easy Way family, how's it going today? Or this happened to me. Here's some pictures of me and my family. Happy holidays. You know, like, let's make this a community. You know, a real community. And just like, hey, Matt, good morning. How you doing? Who are you interviewing next? You know, like, and let's be interested in one another, not just spam each other. You know, and people
great
like,
idea, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the unique traits that we have. And people really get a kick out of when they go to an event and actually, you know, meet the people in person.
That's the other thing. We're going to be doing a lot of in-person events. We have all the venues now. We have chapters we're opening up. And so the we call it next level networking, the Easy Way. All of this is getting ready for the next year. And you'll even have the ability to bump your phone or scan a code and get someone's contact information within seconds right into your directory. So all this is coming soon next year. And so, Matt, I wanted you to talk to everybody a little bit about, because you're a master at the platform. You're a master at the dashboard. You've mastered just as much as I have. So talk a little bit about, you know, you and how you use the platform. How do you use the dashboard? And how has it benefited you? How many more views have you gotten? How have you made money? How have you benefited your clients? Because I know you have a lot of actors and artists and people that you support. You produce the artist process. How has Easy Way Networked been a asset to your business?
Well, first of all, you know, thank you very much for the compliment of being, a good user of the platform. I just learned how to use it and how to utilize it and how to interact with, my clients to get me business in real estate and also the Artist Process TV show and Tap Interviews TV show. You know, it's helped me with all those immensely. I made a $30,000 commission just through real estate, through emailing my constant contact list and letting them know, you know, which events I was going to, that I was also, you know, kind of a celebrity besides just a real estate agent or broker, which is what a lot of the others do. They just do that and they have nothing else. And I wanted to let them know I had other things going on in my life, and they love that. And now they want to do business with me because of that. They kind of, you know, I've got a couple other people have read about me and heard about that I do these other things, and they've wanted to do business with me as well through advertising on Actors Access or Breakdown Services for people to come on the Artist Process. They've seen stuff on me online as well, and they always comment, you know, when they come onto the show that they check me out online, and there's a lot of stuff on Google. For instance, stuff through the Easy Way Network, which ranks high on Google. So all these things have helped me, and it's all been working together. And coming to the end of 24, I'm looking forward to an exciting 25. And I just want to congratulate Jim on doing a great job on the show today, and also you, Eric. And let's not forget, you have 1.1 million followers on Instagram now, and your videos are starting to get a lot of views. Mine are starting to get a lot of views, so people can see that we're stuck together. That looks good as well. And as you said, it's been at least, you know, around 20 years that we've stuck together and helped each other. And it's really starting to pay off now. And I'm very thankful for that. Thank you both to you and your dad.
We've really come together on the transition of what was out there, the original stuff, to where it's at now. And it was interesting going through all these new process of interviewing and reaching out to people. It's definitely a wider span now, right, Matt, than it was? I mean, with the podcast and the interaction. Wow.
It's been amazing. And, you know, what I love is to, like, I hear from I pick a girl to come on the Artist Process TV show. She comes to the set And she says, oh, you know, I saw you were doing this with the easy way, and I saw you doing this with that, and I saw you doing this with the other. And this is very helpful to help them feel comfortable and do a good job on the show, and they're spreading the word, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
So we got to wrap up the show now, but in closing, guys, I wanted to just highlight, we're going to do this every show, every Monday. I want to just highlight the blog section on Easy Way Network. And to get to the blog section, you go to easywaywalloffame.com. That's where our directory is, and that's where our press releases basically are. And that's letter E, letter Z, easywaywalloffame.com. And you click on blog or members. That's simple. There's nothing else there. That's it. Members, how do you get there? And then every member has a profile, and then there's a blog section as well, which is the updates. So right now there's the artist process, tap interviews, easy way updates, and you can kind of see everything going on there. Matt has his interviews at the American Film Convention, and you can meet a lot of producers and directors and high-profile industry people in the film industry there. He has the Olympia Awards, which we just did, which is a lot of international people, a lot of people in the industry. And then you have the Connector Community, and that's more networking in different industries with one of our other members. Then you have Bai Ling, actually. Bai Ling, who is an A-list star that we work with. She's one of our celebrity ambassadors, and she's promoting her new holiday thriller movie that's coming out, so you can check that out. And then you have Carmelita Pittman's Thumbelina Productions presents Carmelita and Friends. So it looks like Carmelita's got an event coming up. You guys can check it out. And then pretty soon you're going to see a really amazing press release on the Better Vision for Children Easy Way Awards Golden Gala, the Oscar viewing, the big extravaganza. We've sold so many tables, and we're booking out rooms like crazy, guys. If you want to come to the event on March 2nd, you want to book early. We have until February 1st for you to book your rooms at $100. Then it goes back up to $300. So $100, you can book your room now, book it early. And then the tickets are $350 for VIP, $250 for general admission, and the tables are $3,000, and there are sponsorship opportunities for any inquiries. And this event is to help these kids. It's to help Better Vision.
It's to help the kids. It's to help Better Vision for Children, otherwise bbccharity.org, which basically is bringing awareness to children's eyesight, because 50% of the adults don't have their kids tested. And then we follow through with the testing and the screening. And if there is a child that's in need financially, the family needs financial aid, we'll come through and help with the actual care of the child. And our Part 2 vision is a vision for their future, where we reach out to underprivileged and foster children in the foster community to give them a bright, you know, an idea for a brighter future, and to teach and train and educate in a variety of fields.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And in answer to your question as well, Eric, blogging on the dashboard has really helped me, and also the images. But all those things on the dashboard of the easywaynetwork.com platform, you can utilize those to help you. So the sooner you can learn how to use all those and integrate it in with your what you're currently doing, the better off you will be.
Exactly. Absolutely. And thank you so much, Matt, for joining us. So remember, guys, in the next 2 hours from now, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are going to be doing a training on all of this. So we're more directly into how this works, how you can really utilize your Easy Way Network dashboard to better your business. But also, too, I wanted to talk a little bit about the cryptocurrency, and then we have about, looks like another 2 minutes. So real quick, in the finalizing the show, our cryptocurrency is a Solana blockchain, which is the newest up-and-coming blockchain right now. It's on the Solana blockchain. It's starting at pre-sales at 40 cents. Which is lower than most coins at 40 cents. Minimum buy-in is $5. So you spend $5, you get 40 cents worth of tokens. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 tokens, whatever that is. Maybe more, 12 tokens. I think it's 12 tokens. And then those tokens, those 12 tokens that you have, those can turn into $5. So if you have 12 tokens and you have those tokens worth $5 a piece, how much more money did you just grow? If you had 100 tokens and so on and so forth. And the whole community is getting this. We have hundreds of people already wanting to get this. And if you want to learn more, we do have a special group on WhatsApp. We can send you the link. Just you just have to follow and be a part of everything. We have venues, we have product, we have services, we have celebrities, we have everything ready for this thing. So probably one of the best investments you can ever make. I say that with full confidence. And learn more at 2 o'clock today for the training. And Matt, go ahead and give your if you want to give your email or your phone number or any information if people want to reach out to you to be more involved with the training and learn more about Easy Way Network.
Yeah, absolutely. The most important thing you can do is go to mattjdoyle.com. And on the contact page, you have a form you can fill out, or you can send me a message by Google Voice. The number is on there. And you can also email me at easywaymatt@gmail.com. That's letter E, letter Z, WAYMATT@gmail.com. Thanks, Eric.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. And thank you, Dad. Amazing, amazing show. You guys tune in next
great
week
show.
At 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to be a guest, go to easywaypodcast.com and go ahead and click on Become a Guest. Choose what show that you want to be on. We'd love to hear from you guys. And we'll see you on January 2nd at the VIP pitch party.
Absolutely.
And see you all at 2 p.m. today.
Very interesting. To say the least.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.